Misechtas Nozir, Daf Mem Ches, the top of Daf Mem Ches and Aleph. The Gemara will continue with the sugya that began on the bottom of Daf Mem Zayin and Beis. The Gemara stated that although we know that a Kohen head can't be metamet to unrelated people, but can be metamet to his Zayin Kravim, and we also know that a Nozir and a Kohen Gadol cannot even be metamet to their Kravim, however they can still be metamet to a Mes Mitzvah. And the Gemara brought him kar as to how we know that a Kohen Gadol can be metamet to a Mes Mitzvah, and the Braisa began by discussing the Pesukim stating regard to a Kohen Gadol in Pashas, which states, and the Gemara says that certainly, just from Valkol Nafshis Meis Lo Yavai, we already know that a Kohen can't be Metame to any Meis, including his father and mother, and therefore, there was no need for the Torah to also say, and therefore, we learn that the Torah is teaching us that a Kohen Gadol cannot be Metame to his father, but he can be Metame to a Mes Mitzvah. And as we mentioned from Taisis on Daf Mem Zayin and Beis, that Taisis stated, although the Gemara brought a Kal V'chaimah, which we'll review in a moment, in order to prove that when the Pasuk stated Val Kol Nafshis Meis Lo Yavai is even referring to a Kohen Gadol being usher to his Kravim, but Taisis explained that this is only brought L'Rav Rav Chodemilsa, as Menasfar it is Pashut, that the Pasuk is referring even to his Kravim, since even while he was a Kohen Hedit, he was Muzav Va'imid to not be Metame to his non-relatives, and certainly that Issa continues even when he becomes a Kohen Gadol, and as Taisis states, the Otu Mishinasa Kohen Gadol Paka Kedushas Kohen Hedit V'Kedushasai Lehe and therefore this Pasuk must be adding that once he is a Kohen Gadol, he is now also Asa to his Kravim, and therefore the Torah really didn't have to say La'avu L'imai Lo Yitama, and therefore the words La'avu L'imai are extra, and we learn out that he only can't be Metame to his father, but he can be Metame to a Mes Mitzvah. However, the Gemara learned this from a Kal V'chaimah, that Madach HaKohen Hedit, who is Mutter to be Metame to Kravim, is still Asa to be Metame to his non-relatives, to Rechaikim, so certainly a Kohen Gadol is even Asa to be Metame to his father, since the end of the Pasuk tells us, so certainly he can't be Metame to Rechaikim, and therefore it must be that Valkol Nafshis Meis Lo Yavai is teaching that a Kohen Gadol is also even to his Kravim, and therefore when the Torah says, it is extra and comes to teach us that he can't be Metame to his father, but he can't be Metame to a Meis Mitzvah. And our Gemara now begins and states, that from the extra word of Le'imai that it states by a Kohen Gadol, we learn to the Dinam of a Nazir, and as we will see in a moment, that we will learn as follows, that just like a Nazir is only usher to be metame to a corpse, however, as we will see, a Nazir is not usher to become tame from a Metzayra or from a Zav, so too, although a Kohen Gadol cannot be metame to a corpse, but he can be metame to a Metzayra or a Zav, and once again, we will learn a Gemara on a basic level, and we will then discuss some of the issues that the Rishonim are bothered by. And our Gemara continues and explains that Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe states, Gabi Nazir, B'negeya Nazir, there are two psukim, which the Gemara will now Dashin. The first pasuk states Kol Yemei Zir Lashem Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavai, and the next pasuk states La Aviv Ula Imay La Achiv Ula Chaysay Lo Yitam Olahem B'Maisam Kinezi Al Rekav Al Reishay. Now, since in pasuk Vav the Torah already stated Kol Yemei Zir Lashem Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavai, so we already know we're talking about a corpse. So in the second pasuk, when the pasuk states La Aviv Ula Imay La Achiv Ula Chaysay Lo Yitam Olahem B'Maisam, it really did not have to state the word B'Maisam, and therefore we learn out B'Maisam Inu Metama, that you can't be Metame to your father, or to his Kravim, or to anyone else when they're already dead. However, a Nazir can be Metame to any person, even though they are a Metzaria or they are a Zav. And Rosh and Taisus both point out that really the Gemara only had a Havmina, that the din would be that Nazir cannot be Metame to a Metzaria, because as we know, a Metzaria is Chashiv Kemes, and therefore you think that just like a Nazir cannot be Metame to any corpse, maybe he would not be able to be Metame to a Metzaria either. And that's why we have the Pasuk to teach us that a Metzaria can be Metame to a Metzaria. However, both the Rosh and Taisa said that when the Gemara says Uli Zavasam in a Chanami, there was never really a Havmina that a Nazir should be also to be Metame to a Zav, and Agav Nega Nakat. And the only reason why the Gemara mentioned a Zav is only Agav a Metzaria. And the Gemara continues, Ve'in li al b'Nazir, we would only know that this then applies to a Nazir, that a Nazir can be Metame to a Metzaria or to a Zav, because Gadol Menayin, how do we know that this then also applies to a Kohen Gadol, and a Kohen Gadol can be Metame to a Metzaria and to a Zav, Amrit, so therefore we say, Lo Yoyma Imai b'Kohen Gadol, that really the Torah did not have to say the word Imai, b'negei a Kohen Gadol, she'ein tamon loyma, she'ei kal v'chaimahu, because we could learn this out of a kal v'chaimah. And once again, Tais points out that even without this kal v'chayma, we would actually know that the beginning of the pasuk, when states b'negei a kohen gadol, v'akol nafshes meis lo yavoi, that that part of the pasuk is referring to a kohen gadol not being able to be matami to his mother, because if it's talking about a kohen gadol not being able to be matami to a regular person, of course we already notice, because as a kohen hedit, he was already muzav v'imed not to be matami to anyone that wasn't his kravim, and therefore certainly when he becomes a kohen gadol, he doesn't have less kedusha. And as Taisa stated, the otu mishinas a kohen gadol paka kedushas kohen hedit v'kedushas lehecha azla. And certainly, even if the Torah would not tell us v'akol nafshes meis lo yavoi b'negei a kohen gadol, we would know that kohen gadol is asa to non-relatives, and therefore by the fact that the Torah says v'akol nafshes meis lo yavoi, it must be the Torah is telling us that a kohen gadol is even asa to be matamid to his kravim, and therefore the words lo'aviv as well as the word le'imai is extra. However, once again, l'rav chadimilsa, the Gemara brings a kal v'chema to teach us specifically that a kohen gadol is also to be matamid to his mother, and therefore there was no reason for the Torah to state lo'aviv le'imai lo yitame b'negei a kohen gadol, and therefore the word le'imai is extra by a kohen gadol. And before we begin the kal v'chema, let's just point out that b'negei a kohen hedit, as we know, a kohen hedit is also to be matamid to anyone that's not his relative. However, he's mutter to be matame to any of the Sheva Kravim, which of course includes his brother. However, we only learn that the only one that a kohen hedit could be matame to is either his full brother, that's both from his father and from his mother. And based on a limur of achva achva that we learn from Bnei Yaakov, we also learn that a kohen hedit is mutter to be matame to his brother, that's only his half-brother, and only his brother from his father, his achiv me aviv. However, a kohen hedit is actually also to be matame to achiv me imai, to his brother, that's only his half-brother from his mother. And therefore, the Gemara at this point will start off with the hanacha that a relative from a person's father is a closer relative than a relative from his mother's side. And based on this hanacha, the Gemara has a kal v'chema and states as follows, Uma in b'makim shekohen hedit mitame lo'achiv me'aviv. Just like we know that a kohen hedit can be mitame to his brother from his father, still in kohen gadol mitame lo'aviv, a kohen gadol cannot be mitame to his father, even though they have such a close relationship. And therefore, certainly, makim she'en kohen hedit mitame lo'achiv me'imai, b'negeya a person's mother, where we know the din is b'negeya relationship with your brother from your mother, that a kohen hedit cannot even matame to his half brother from his mother. So ain't a din she'ain kohen gadol matame le'imai, and therefore certainly a kohen gadol cannot be matame to his mother. Because if a kohen gadol cannot be matame to his father, who he has a closer relationship to, then certainly a kohen gadol should not be able to be matame to his mother, since he has a weaker relationship with his mother. And therefore, Rebbe continues, im zechisa me'adin, if we already was zeicher from a kal v'chayma, and we already know that a kohen gadol cannot be matamit his mother, so matam aloim even a kohen gadol. So why would the Torah have to teach us that a kohen gadol cannot be matamit his mother, and therefore it's mufna, it's coming as an extra word, lahakish v'lodin imen gzeir shava, in order that we should be able to use that word and learn out gzeir shava. And gzeir shava will be as follows, nema imay ben nazir, it says the word imay ben gay nazir, as it says, la'av v'imay l'ach v'lachise lo yitam aloim ben maysam, v'nema imay ben kohen gadol, and also says, l'ashin imay by a kohen gadol, as we saw, v'akol nafshis meis lo yavay, la'av v'imay lo yitamah. And therefore, we have a gzeir shava. Ma imay ha'amah ben nazir ben maysim enu metame avu metame hu nigam hu zivasam. Just like we learned that a nazir cannot be metame to a mace, but he can be metame to a mitzir or to a zav. And ben nazir, it says the word imay. So therefore, af imay ha'amah ben kohen gadol, also ben gay kohen gadol, where it also says the lashon imay. So we learn that from nazir that ben maysim enu metame avu metame hu nigam hu zivasam. That even ben gay kohen gadol, a kohen gadol is only asa to be metame to a corpse, but he doesn't have an issa to be metame to a mitzir, or to become tummy from his zav. And prior to continuing, let's just keep track that the Gemara at this point used two words which were extra by a kohen gadol, as the pasuk only uses the words la'aviv le'imai by a kohen gadol, and those two words were extra, and we learned that la'aviv le'itama avam matamu l'mes mitzvah, and we used the extra word of le'imai to learn gzeir shava from nazir to teach us that a kohen gadol can only not be matame to a mace, but it can be matame to a mitzir or to a zav. And the Gemara continues, eshkan kohen gadol nazir minolon, and as Taisa says, we found a mekar that a kohen gadol can be metamel mes mitzvah, as we use the word la'aviv to teach us la'aviv lo yitame avu metamel mes mitzvah. Nazir minolan, how do we know that a nazir can be metame to a mes mitzvah? And both the Rosh and Taisus ask that l'chayra, why does the Gemara have a question if l'chayra it should be pashut that since we just brought a gzeir shava to teach us imay imay from a kohen gadol to a nazir, so just like we learned the din of kohen gadol from a nazir, we should also learn the din of nazir from kohen gadol. And just like b'negei a kohen gadol, the din is that a kohen gadol can be metamim to a mes mitzvah, so too, the din should be that a nazir can be metamim to a mes mitzvah. And Taisus goes through an entire rikas, which hopefully we'll get to at the end of the shiur. However, the Rosh says, Shava de Imay Imay, that really we can learn this from the Gzeir Shava of Imay Imay. However, the Gemara wants to find a Mefurish Makar in the Psukim of Nazir itself. And once again, let's remind ourselves as to the Psukim that we will be dealing with. The first Pasuk is the Pasuk in Pashas Nasi in Perek Vav, Pasuk Vav, that states, Kol Yimei Yizkiru Hashem, Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavai. As we will see, this Pasuk is teaching us that Nazir can't be Metame to anyone, and therefore, when Pasuk Zion continues and states, those four words are extra, and as we will see, the Gemara will dash in all four of these words. And the Gemara continues to Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Kol Yimei Yizkiru Hashem Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavai, or as the Gra is Geiris over here, Kol Yimei Yizkiru Hashem Al Nefesh, and he stops over there, and the Gemara continues and says that based on the fact that it says that Nazir cannot be Metame to Nefesh, so Shemayani, I feel Nefesh Behemah B'mashma, one may think that Nazir can't be Metame even to a Behemah that dies, Ke'inin Shinema, just like it states in the Pasuk, Makin Nefesh Behemah, and therefore we see that the Torah refers to Behemah by the Lashon of a Nefesh, and the Braisa continues, Talmud Leimah, therefore the Pasuk continues, and instead of only saying the words Al Nefesh, it continues and says, Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavai, and we never find that the Torah uses the Lashon of Nefesh Meis regarding an animal, and therefore B'nefesh Adam HaKasu Medaba, it must be the Torah is telling us that a Nazir cannot be Metame to any person, although he can be Metame to an Avela. And Taisus adds in that we also find that Behemah is called a Meis, as the Pasuk says, Va'meis Yaloi, and therefore if the Torah would either say only the word Nefesh, or if it would only say the word Meis, we could think that a Nazir can't be Metame to a Behemah. However, now that the Torah stated Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavai, and it stated the words Nefesh Meis, which we don't find by a Behemah, therefore we know that a Nazir cannot be Metame to a person, but he can be Metame to an Avela. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Shmuel states, we don't have to learn this based on the fact that the Torah says, Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavai, because Harei Omer Lo Yavai, the Pasuk says, the Lashon Lo Yavai, and B'nefashis HaTmeis B'biya HaKasu B'dabar. Therefore, it must be the Torah is discussing a corpse of a human being, because only Nefesh that's Metame by Bia, by coming into an oil, is only a human being, as the Pasuk says, Adam Kiyamas Ba'oil, Karabayol Ha'oil, V'cholash Ba'oil, Yitmash Shevis Yamim. However, of course, if a person would go into an oil where it's in the Bela, he would not become Tamei, and therefore Nazir is only also to become Tamei from a human corpse and not from a behemoth. At this point of the Gemara, all the Gemara stated is that Bein Lefi Tanakama or Lefi Abishmal, the Pasuk of Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavai, that states Benegei Nazir, is definitely telling us that although it would be Mutter for a Nazir to become Tamei from a behemoth and from an Avela, however, Nazir is also to become Tamei from any human corpse, including his Kravim, and therefore the Torah did not have to state and therefore all those four words are extra, and therefore the Gemara says we learn out that Nazir cannot be metame to his father or to his mother, and this is coming to teach us that Nazir can be metame to a mes mitzvah, just like a kohen gadol can be metame to a mes mitzvah. Now of course you don't need both words of to teach us this, as from one word alone it would be enough, just like we found by a kohen gadol that from the word aviv we were able to learn who the metame avu metame lo mes mitzvah, and therefore the Rosh says that when this Bryce is just stated that we're learning this from the words La'aviv La'imai, it's Lav Dafka, we're learning it from both words, we're actually learning it from the words La'aviv and not from the words La'imai. And Taisa goes a step further and states that really the Gemara is just saying that we learned out of this Pasuk of La'aviv La'imai, La'achiv La'achai, and from one of these words, we will learn that a Nazir can be Metame to a Mes Mitzvah. And as Taisa points out, really in the Maskanis HaGemara and Memchesa and Beis, we will come out and we will learn that a Nazir can be Metame to a Mes Mitzvah, not from the word La'aviv and not from the word La'imai, as ultimately we will learn this from the word La'achiv. And Taisa is therefore really bothered that why does the Gemara say that we learn it from the words La'aviv La'imai, and therefore Taisa explains that really the Gemara is just going through the Mahalach of the Gemara in order to get to the end result that we actually learn this from the word La'achiv. And the Gemara is going through the process with us until it gets to its final Maskana. As Taisa says, U'mapik lehi svara, k'moshi noisi v'noisim b'braisa, ad yal flei me'achiv. And then Taisa says, Inami hatana yadu b'toiv, the loy nafik mes mitzvah el melachiv. The Ein Chanami, even at this point, the Tana knew that the way we understand that a Nazir can be metame to mes mitzvah is from the word la'achiv. V'hai dekom la'av l'imoy, havi k'moy v'chulu. It's as if the Gemara is quoting the entire Pasuk and says that we learn out from the terms of la'av l'imoy, la'achiv la'achisai, and Ein Chanami, lo'ilum seymech la'achiv. Even at this point, really, the Gemara was saying that we learn out from the word la'achiv, that la'achiv hu de'ein metame, avu metame hu l'mes mitzvah. And keep in mind, while we're learning this Gemara, that although B'negeya, the Pasuk by a Kohen Gadol that states, V'akol nafshis meis lo yavai, we said that we would know certainly that this Pasuk is referring to a Kohen Gadol being asked to be metame to someone who's this karev, and therefore we wouldn't wouldn't need the words la'avulima layitame, and that is because we have the kalvachayma from a kohen hedid, or as we said from Taisus, because we have a svara that since the kohen gadol was already tame to anyone that he was not related to, even while he was a kohen hedid, therefore when the Torah tells us by a kohen gadol about kol nafshes meis layavai, it must be telling us that a kohen gadol is even usa to his kravim, and therefore the words of la'avulima layitame that it says by a kohen gadol are extra. However, b'negeya nazir, of course, there is no kalvachayma that can be learned from a kohen hedid, and therefore we have to understand that how do we know when the pasuk says kol yemei zivul Hashem al nefesh meis layavai, that the Torah is teaching us that nazir cannot even be matami to his kravim, as maybe this pasuk is coming to teach us that nazir can't be matami to people who are unrelated to him, and ein chenami, we would need the words of la'avul le'imai la'achul la'chaisai to teach us that nazir can't be matami to his kravim. And the Gemara will actually discuss this on Amud Beis, and based on this question the Gemara will actually say that we actually need the word la'avul that says by nazir to teach us that nazir cannot be matami to his kravim, and ein chenami in the psukim of Naziris, the only words that are really extra are the words le'imai la'achib and la'chaisai. And this brisa will continue for a while and will continue to the middle of Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, and the Gemara later will bring a sheet of Rabbi Kiva, which we'll learn a bit differently, and as we will see that this brisa is considered a brisa of Rabbi Shmuel. And the Gemara now continues and asks the following question: why do you have to bring a pasuk in order to teach us that nazir can be mitame to a mes mitzvah, and learn this from the words la'achib, or as the Gemara started la'avul le'imai? L'chayr, we could learn this from a kavachayma, and the kavachayma would be as follows: umak kohen gadol shekedushas kedushas olam, madach a kohen gadol who has such great kedusha, because his kedusha is forever, mitame l'mes mitzvah, he could still be mitame to a mes mitzvah. Nazir she'en kedushas kedushas olam, so certainly a nazir who doesn't have kedushas olam, and he created the kedusha, and it only lasts generally for 30 days, as stam naziris is lamed yayim, and it didn't she mitame l'mes mitzvah, then certainly he should be able to be mitame l'mitzvah. And the Gemara answers that this kavachayma would not work, because loyim amr b'kohen gadol shekin ein mei v'karban al tumasai, because although you're right that the kohen gadol has kedushas olam, however there is a kula, as even if a kohen gadol becomes tamei, he doesn't have to bring carbon at the end of his process, and all a kohen gadol has to do in order to become tar is to have the hazaras paraduma on the third and seventh day and go to the mikvah. Maybe that's why we're makel and we say that he could be matam tamei smisvah tamei ben nazir she mei v'karban al tumasai. However, a nazir who becomes tamei, who has a major chumrah that he has to bring kabbonis at the end of his entire process, and he also has to cut off walls here, hoilo maybe carbon to masai. So then, since he has this chumrah that he has to bring carbon when he becomes tamei, so maybe we would say lo yitam lo mes mitzvah, he would not be able to be matam to mes mitzvah. Lo tam lo yim lo avu lo ima lo achiv la chesed lo yitame. That's why we needed the extra words of lo avu lo ima lo achiv la chesed to teach us that a nazir cannot be matam to his father, his mother, his brother, or sister av matam lo mes mitzvah, but a nazir can be matam to mes mitzvah just like a kohen gadol. And the brisa continues and asks that how do you know that that's what we will learn out from the words lo avu lo ima lo achiv la chesed? But maybe what we should learn out is oi even matam lo avu lo ima, a nazir cannot be matam to his father, his mother, his brother, and sister av matam lo sham mesim, but he can be matam to other mesim that are not his kravim. And the Russian Taisus are both bothered that why would we have a havmina that a nazir can be matam to other people, although he won't be able to be matam to those that are even closer to him. And the Rush explains mishum dechsev, since benegei a nazir, the pasuk says nezel lekavah reishai, we may think that the Torah is makbid that a nazir should not be depressed, and therefore by going to a levaya or becoming tamei mace to your kravim, he will be depressed and he'll be atzev. However, it's possible that Torah was not makbid if a nazir will become tamei to someone that's not his kravim, as he won't be atzev. And as Taisa says, v'taima iklamema de shema kravim azir echmana mepresha meitzaleim v'zeu zilusai de nazir de ikri kodesh. And Taisa continues, avruchaykim she'inu netzavaleim loy azir echmana. And the Gemara continues and responds that this svara is not correct, because amr kavuchayma, we know that we have a kavuchayma umakoyin headed shemitam le kravim. That madach a kohen headed who can be metame to his kravim, he still cannot be metame to other mesim. Nazir she'ini metame to kravim, certainly a nazir who cannot be metame to his kravim, so in addition shlo yitame to sham mesim, then certainly he can't be metame to people who are not his kravim. And the svara that we mentioned before, that maybe we would say based on nazir likav al reishai, that maybe a nazir would have a din that he can't be metame to his kravim, yet he can be metame to other people, that is not a valid svara. And as Rosh says, harigila kosev shedinu sheyitame to kravim. Since we see benegei a kohen headed, the svara is that the Torah allows a kohen headed to be metame to kravim more than they allow the kohen headed to be metame to someone who's not a karev. Although we had a svara that was only relevant to the din of naziris, however, Zokta Rosh umachma svara kolduhu, because of such a slight svara, ein lanu sheyitame lechaykim afal pi she'enim metame lekravim ayin sham. And the brisa continues that daf mem ches amem beis and states hamat tamalim lo av la'avulimai. So why does the Torah say b'degayin nazar la'avulimai la'achav la'chaisai to teach us that la'avulimai who delay metame avul metame ulames mitzvah that nazar cannot be metame to people who are not his kravim as well as not to his father and to his mother, to his brother and to his sister. However, he can be metame to a mes mitzvah. And the Gemara continues that although we mention on Amud Aleph that the pasuk that states b'degayin nazar of kol yimei hazir la'Hashem al nefesh meis la'avai is definitely referring to a issa, then nazar can't be metame to any mace, even including all of his kravim, as it states a general isser. Therefore, when the Torah says it's really unnecessary, and therefore those words were extra. However, the Gemara now will go and prove that the words are actually referring to his kravim as well. And the Gemara now says, even without saying that nazar's asa to his father and to his mother and to his brother and to his sister, we would already notice based on the svara that nemru klalos b'kayin gadol, since when the pasuk tells us that the kohen gadol is also to his kravim as well as to non-relatives, the pasuk says val kol nafshes meis lo yavoi, and we already learned based on the kal v'chaimer that this pasuk is definitely referring to the issa that a kohen gadol cannot be metame even to his kravim, and v'nemru klal is b'nazir, and the Torah also tells us a general issa by nazir as it states kol yimei hazir l'Hashem al nefesh meis lo yavoi. Therefore, we learn out ma klal is harmus b'kohen gadol, just like when we learned the klal by the kohen gadol, we understood that it means that a kohen gadol is also to be metame even to his kravim, and therefore the word la'av v'le'imai was extra, and therefore we learned out la'av v'einu metame avul metame l'mes mitzvah. Now, although a kohen gadol is also to be metame to his father, but he is mutter to be metame to a mes mitzvah. Therefore, af klos hamuz benazir also be negated. A pasuk that says by nazir of kol yimei hazir l'Hashem al nefesh meis lo yavai must be telling us that nazir is also to be metame to all of his kravim, and therefore the words la'av v'le'imai la'achav l'chaisa are extra, and therefore we also learn out la'av v'einu metame that nazir cannot be metame to his father or to his kravim. But nazir can also be metame to a mes mitzvah, just like a kohen gadol. However, the brisa is not yet done, as the brisa continues and says a klach l'derech zu, or maybe the limud should be not from a kohen gadol, but from the kohen headed, as nemru klalois be kohen headed. As lemaisa, even be degei or kohen headed, the Torah gives a general issa, as it states lenefesh lo yitame ba'amav be nemru klalois be nazir. And we also had the klal be degei and nazir, as the pasuk says al nefesh meis lo yavai. So maybe we'd learn out from a kohen headed, and we say ma klalois hamurus be kohen headed. That just like by a kohen headed, the din is that a kohen headed cannot be metame to people who are not related to him, but metame la'aviv, he still could be metame to his father or to his mother or to any of the seven kravim. Af klos hamurus benazir, and we learn out the same benegeya, the pasuk benegeya nazir, where the pasuk says al nefesh meis lo yavai. Now we may think metame la'aviv that a nazir can be metame to his father, and therefore specifically by a nazir, the Torah had to tell us la'aviv la'imai la'ach la'chaser la'yitame in order to teach us the standard din that a nazir is not able to be metame to his father, his mother, to his brother and his sister. And the Gemara continues and seems to make a statement that doesn't make any sense, as the Gemara says Talmud Leimah. Therefore, the pasuk says by a nazir la'aviv la'imai la'yitame halamis mitzvah metame, and we learn out that the only one that a nazir cannot be metame to is his father and his mother. However, he'll be able to be metame to a mes mitzvah. Now, l'chayra, this doesn't make sense because at this point in the Gemara is actually trying to figure out if the words of la'aviv la'imai la'achav la'chaisa are actually extra, or maybe it's actually telling us the standard din of a nazir that he's actually also to be metame to his kravim. Therefore, the Gemara asks on the Braisa, the word la'aviv, you definitely need to teach us that a nazir cannot be metame to his father, because we may learn from a kohen headed that a nazir can be metame to his kravim. And based on this issue, the Gemara says, that really the Braisa did not mean to say that we learn from the words la'aviv la'imai la'yitame holomes mitzvah metame, but el la'aviv, we actually learn out from the word la'aviv that states by a nazir, to teach us that a nazir cannot be metame la'aviv, and don't think that we should learn from a kohen headed that a nazir can be metame to his father. And the Braisa will now continue and say that since we learn from the word la'aviv that a nazir cannot be metame to his father, so certainly if a nazir cannot be metame to his father, who is his closest relative, then definitely he can't be metame to his mother and to his sister and to his brother, and therefore those three words are extra. And therefore the Braisa says la'achiv ein metame, we learn from the extra word la'achiv that a nazir cannot be metame to his brother halames mitzvah metame, but a nazir can be metame to a mes mitzvah. And this is what Taisus meant on Daf Mem Ches Mem Aleph when Taisus said that the end result will be that the Gemara will learn out from the word la'achiv that la'achiv ein metame avul metame ulames mitzvah. So at this point in the Braisa, we already see that the Braisa already learned out a word la'aviv to teach us that a nazir cannot be metame to his kravim. We learned out a word la'achiv that a nazir cannot be metame to his brother, but he can be metame to a mes mitzvah. However, we still have two words that are extra, as the Torah didn't have to say the words la'imai, and the Torah didn't have to say the word la'chaisai. And therefore, the Braisa says ul'imai l'gzeir shav l'chad rebbi. The word la'imai is coming coming to be mufnah for the gzeir shava that we had for Rebbe before, who learned the word imoy that says by kohen gadol and the word imoy that said by nazir, to teach us that just like a nazir can only not be metame to a corpse, but he can be metame to a mitzari or to a zav, and the same din applies to a kohen gadol, that although a kohen gadol cannot be metame to a mace, however a kohen gadol can be metame to a mitzari or to a zav. And finally, what do we do with the word lachaser that says by nazir? Well, lachaser l'chadatanya for the following brisa. The tanya, as we learned through our brisa, lachaser matam leima. What do we learn out of the extra word lachaser that says by nazir? And the brisa tells us, if there is no purpose that we need this word in order to teach us something but the gay and nazir or kohen gadol, so therefore, tnei inyan, we place it and we learn something else entirely. And we learn out as follows: hareisha halach l'shchayis pischay v'lamos benai. If a person was walking in order to go and shecht his karm pesach, and we know if a person doesn't bring karm pesach, he potentially will be ivan isa sei shiyesh beikaris or v'lamos benai, or he's walking in order to do milah for his child, and once again that's an isa sei shiyesh beikaris. And while he's traveling v'shama shemes lames, and then he heard that one of his kravim died, and he has a chiyuv to bury them, yachl yitama, you would think that he should go and be metame to his mess and take care of the burial of his family member. Mata lo yitame, however, since he has a chiyuv to do a mitzvah that's an asei sheyesh bekaris, he should go and do that mitzvah and not be metame to his mess and not be metame for his karev. However, yachl lo yitame lo mes mitzvah, you would think that just like he should not be metame to his own karev, maybe he should also not be metame to a mes mitzvah, and he should go and bring his karm pesach or do milah to his son. Tamanoy melachaisai, that's why the Torah tells us this extra word lachaisai to teach us lachaisuhu de ena metame, that a person who's going to bring his karm pesach or to mal his child should not be metame to a family member, halamess mitzvah metame, but he should be metame to a mess mitzvah, even though it would cause that he would not be able to bring his karm pesach or do milah to his child. And at this point, we already went through what we do with all the psukim benegeya kohen gadol, as well as the extra psukim benegeya nazar, as benegeya kohen gadol we stated, laavuhu de ena metame or metame lamess mitzvah, and la'ima was used for the gzeir shava of Rabbi. And as we just stated, the word la'ov that states by a nazir is actually coming to teach you that a nazir cannot be metame to his kravim. The word la'ima is coming for the gzeir shava. The word la'achiv is coming to teach us la'achiv u'dein metame avu metame l'mes mitzvah. And the word la'chaisai is coming to teach us a din relevant to a person that's about to go to bring his karm pesach or to do milah on his child. And although he should not be metame to one of his kravim, however, he could be metame to a mes mitzvah. The Gemara continues that although we just mentioned what Rabbi Shmuel does with all of these words, however, Rabbi Kiva argues and he says, Nefesh Eilu Rechaikin, when the Torah states regarding the Nazir, Kali Meyazir Lashem, Al Nefesh Meisle Yavai, the word Nefesh is referring to someone who's not related to him, and it's telling us that Nazir is also to be Metame to someone who's not related to him. And when the Torah continues and says the word Meis, Eilu Akravim, this is coming to teach us that Nazir is also going to be also to be Metame to his relatives. And Titus and Rush are bothered that Lachari, the Gemara before, said that if the Torah would only say the word Lenefesh, we may think that a Nazir would be also to be Metame even to Behema, and that's why we have to say Lenefesh Meis. So how could Rabbi Kiva say that we learn out different drushes for the word Nefesh and the word Meis? Taisa says three terutzim. Number one, he says that either Rabbi Kiva is going like the Svar Rabbi Shmuel, who said that Arei Oimel Leyavai, that since at the end of the pasuk it says Lashon Leyavai, and therefore Benafshe Samin Tamis Bebiak Hasam Medaba, and that's why we don't need both the word Nefesh and the word Meis, and that's why Rabbi Kiva is able to dash in both of these words. And number two, Taisa says that even though it's true that the word Nefesh is found by a Behema, however, by Behema it says Nefesh Behema, and the only time we use the word Nefesh Benegei Behema is only in conjunction by saying Nefesh Behema. However, if the Torah says the word Nefesh by itself, it's definitely referring to a human. Number three, Taisa says Va'oy Delay Mitzino Behema Muskaris Gabi Tuma Rak B'Lashon Nevela, that when the Torah is discussing the Tuma Behema, it only uses the phrase of Nevela and doesn't use the word Nefesh or the word Mace. And therefore, Zak Taisa, that Rabbi Kiva holds that it's Pashut, that when the Torah is talking about Nefesh Mace Lo Yitama, it's definitely talking about a human. And when the Torah says Lenefesh, it's referring to the Issa for Nazir to become Tamei to Rechaikim. And when the Torah says Meis, the Torah is adding that not only is a Nazir also to be Metamei to Rechaikim, but it is also to be Metamei to Kravim. Therefore, according to Rabbi Kiva, the words La'avu Le'imai, La'ach La'chaisai are now all extra. And the Gemara therefore says that Rabbi Kiva holds La'avu Le'imai, that we use the words of La'aviv and Le'imai, that will teach us that La'avu Le'imai ain't a Metamei, al Metamei l'mes mitzvah, that a Nazir cannot be Metamei to his father or to his mother, but he can be Metamei to a mes mitzvah. And as Taisa points out, the Gemara that we'll learn tomorrow on Daf Mem Tesem and Alf will actually explain the words of Rabbi Kiva, and we will see that according to Rabbi Kiva, in a chenami, we need both words of La'avul Imai to teach us that a Nazir can be metame to a mes mitzvah, and we would not be able to learn it either from the word La'aviv or Le'imai by itself, as we will see on Daf Mem Tesem and Alf. And keep in mind that L'chayr we said that we need the words Le'imai for Exe Gzeir Shavah to Imai by a Kohen Gadol, and to teach us that just like a Nazir can be Metame to Mitzrayah and to his Zav, Kohen Gadol is also only also to be Metame to a Mace, and is not also to be Metame to a Mitzrayah or to a Zav. However, Zok Tais says that even though the word Imai will not be extra by a Nazir, however, since the word Imai is Mufna and extra by a Kohen Gadol, therefore we can learn Gzeir Shavah even though it's only Mufna Mitzad Echad. And Rabbi Akiva continues, L'achiv, when the Pasuk says the extra word L'achiv b'negei and Nazir, so the Pasuk teaching us him how a Kohen Gadol who Nazir, that if there is a person who is not only a Nazir, but he's also a Kohen Gadol, so one may think that although it's true that a Nazir can be metame to a Mes Mitzvah, and it's also true that a Kohen Gadol can be metame to a Mes Mitzvah, but if a person is a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol and has such Kedusha Chamura, so maybe a person who's both a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol cannot be metame to a Mes Mitzvah, and we learn out L'achiv ain't a metame, have a metame who a Mes Mitzvah, that a Nazir who is a Kohen Gadol cannot be metame to his brother, but he can be metame to a Mes Mitzvah. And finally, the Gemara ends off that Rabbi Kiva also used the word lachaisai the same way that Rabbi Shmuel learned out, as lachaisai kitatanya, he learns from the word lachaisai that him ain't inin to the din of Naziris or to a Kohen Gadol. So tnei inin l'inin acha, and we learn out harei shahaya hayol lishchadis piskay v'lamans benai etc. That the din is that he can't be metame to his sister, but he can still be metame to a Mes Mitzvah, even though by going and being metapel with the Mes Mitzvah, he will lose out at bringing a Karim Pesach or doing Mila to his son, which are both asay sheish bekaris. The Gemara continues and asks, or Rabbi Kiva, Gzeir Shavah, Rabbi Minole. Now the Gemara is not asking the question that we mentioned while learning the Gemara as to how he has the extra word Le'imai by a Nazir to teach us the Gzeir Shavah of Rabbi, because as we mentioned, that Lemaisa, we don't need both words, since it'll be Mufna Mitzad Echad, and it will be Mufna because the word Le'imai is still extra by a Kohen Gadol. However, the Gemara is saying that since we see Rabbi Kiva holds that the only way that we can learn that a Nazir could be Metamit to a Mes Mitzvah is only from both the words of La'av Le'imai, so therefore L'chira, but he gave Kohen Gadol as well. The only way that Rabbi Kiva could learn that a Kohen Gadol could be Metamel Mes Mitzvah must also be from the words La'av Le'imai, and since according to Rabbi Kiva comes out, they don't have either word of Le'imai extra, so it's not Mufna Mitzad Echad either. And L'chira, according to Rabbi Kiva, he doesn't have the extra word Le'imai by a Nazir, and he also doesn't have the extra word Le'imai by a Kohen Gadol, and how does he learn Gzeir Shavah at all? And the Gemara answers, Amal L'cha, Rabbi Kiva will respond, Kivan Amar, since we just said, Im Hayu Kohen Gadol in Nazir, if there was one person who is both the Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, La'achiv Einu Metame, Avo Metame L'Mes Mitzvah, that he can't be Metame to his brother, but he can be Metame L'Mes Mitzvah, so Mali Kohen Gadol Chudei, Mali Nazir Kohen Gadol, but certainly if a Nazir who is a Kohen Gadol can be Metame L'Mes Mitzvah, then certainly a Kohen Gadol by himself can be Metame L'Mes Mitzvah, and therefore Rabbi Kiva doesn't need the word Le'imai that it states B'negei a Kohen Gadol to teach us that a Kohen Gadol can be Metame L'Mes Mitzvah, as he already learns it from the word La'achiv that states by a Nazir, and therefore the word Le'imai that states by a Kohen Gadol is extra, and therefore we have a Gzeir Shavah that's valid because at least we have the word Le'imai that's Mufna Mitzad Echad by a Kohen Gadol, even though the word Le'imai may not be Mufna by a Nazir, as we will see in Daf Mem Tesamid Aleph, and Rabbi Kiva could still learn the Gzeir Shavah of Rebbe to teach us that just like a Nazir could be Metame to Mitzrayah Zav, a Kohen Gadol could also be Metame to a Mitzrayah or to a Zav. And the Gemara continues that we just saw that Rabbi Kiva said that we need an extra Limud in order to teach us that a Kohen Gadol who's also a Nazir can be Metame to a Mes Mitzvah. And the Gemara asked Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Kohen Gadol who Nazir Minali, how does Rabbi Shmuel know that if there's a person who's a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol, that he could be Metame to a Mes Mitzvah? Maybe we would say that since he has two Yisurim and two Chumris, maybe he can't be Metame to a Mes Mitzvah. And the Gemara answers, Kivin the Shor Rachmona Chad Lav, Gavi Mes Mitzvah, Mali Chad Lav, Mali Train Lavin. Once a Torah says that you're able to be Oiva Lav and be Metame to a Mes Mitzvah, so there is no Svar to say that the Torah would say that it's Mutter for Nazir to be Metame to a Mes Mitzvah, it's also Mutter for Kohen Gadol to be Metame to a Mes Mitzvah. However, if it's a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol together, they would no longer be able to be Metame to a Mes Mitzvah. The Gemara continues and asks Rabbi Shmuel, the Fi Zeh Achaisi Lomli, if you're telling me that Rabbi Shmuel holds that once a Torah is Mechadish, that a Kohen Gadol or a Nazir can be Metame to a Mes Mitzvah, then it doesn't make a difference if you have multiple Lavin. So L'chari, the same should hold true, and even if a person's going to bring his Karim Pesach or going to mal his child, the din should be that he could be Metame to a Mes Mitzvah, and L'chari, we shouldn't need an extra limud of the L'chaisi to teach us this. And the Gemara answers, Zalkadat Chamina, we would still think to say, Kisha Rachmana L'Mes Mitzvah, Nazir Kohen, Isalavihu, that when did the Torah say that one can be Metame to a Mes Mitzvah, possibly that was only by a Nazir and Kohen, because there's only Yisur and Lavin involved, Ava Milu Pesach, the Karis, but Medegea Milu and Karim Pesach, where it's an Isasei Sheish by Karis, so Lo Yitam L'Mes Mitzvah, maybe would be considered more Chomer, and the Torah would not allow a person to even be Metame to a Mes Mitzvah, Kamash Blad, therefore the Torah says, La Chaisai, to teach us that even if someone's going going to mal that child or to bring the Karim Pesach, where is it Asay Sheish Bekaris, although he should not be metame himself to one of his kravim, but he still has a chiyav to be metame himself to mes mitzvah, even though we'll hold him back from bringing his Karim Pesach or doing milah to his child, and we will stop over here.